With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
92.9 Podcasts powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at Action247.com.
All right, so big news in the NFL. Sean Payton, longtime Saints coach, Super Bowl champion Sean Payton, is retiring according to multiple reports. Ian Rappaport reported that he's stepping away. Nick Underhill, who runs his own website there in New Orleans, he reported that he's retiring. So we might be splitting hairs a little bit, but Sean Payton is going to be the New Orleans Saints football coach starting next season.
Did you have any? Was this on your radar?
I had just seen a couple reports that he was mulling it, but okay. I just thought
I didn't take them seriously or missed them completely.
Yeah, I thought it was just one of those things. It's like a media fabrication. Like you're trying to get certain things.
This dude's in his 50s, right?
Yeah, he's 58. I thought it, when I read it, I was like, okay, he wants, you know, Russell Wilson, you know? So go out and get Russell Wilson for me and I'll keep coaching. That's what I kind of assumed, you know?
Yeah.
But it appears as though he is serious. He's walking away.
Coming off a 9-8. Winning season. But it's not even like things have been down in the dumps for them or anything.
But the problem that they have.
Quarterback.
I mean, exactly.
So you're just giving up?
Jameis Winston retired Sean Payton. That is sad.
Like, don't you think.
That is sad. I blame
Jameis. That franchise respects him enough in terms of his abilities. Heck, he's gone 152-89. Is his record would say we're going to do everything we can to go out and get you a quarterback?
Yeah.
That this has to be about more than just that, because surely they would do that for him based on how good he's been for them.
This is what Robert May said. We used to have Robert Mays on weekly. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Sean Payton leaving the Saints as they're about to stare down the consequences from years of YOLO spending and draft pick trades. It's like bailing after you and your buddies burned down an Airbnb after a week-long rager. So they must be in hell. They must be in
salary. They can't make it. Yeah. Well, they gave Taysom all that dang money. Yeah,
Here's the thing, though.
But he was part
of that. Exactly.
He loved dude.
Exactly.
He's the reason Taysom got paid.
That's kind of messed up, you know? He probably sees it right on the wall, like, oh, we're about to be bad.
So if he's got a contract with him, what happens in 2 or 3 years he tries to come back and go to another team? Don't the Saints still have control? Wouldn't that be the case?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
I would
imagine. Anything he tries to do in the league, they would, again, get some sort of compensation for
just
it.
Like,
they got him under contract.
You know, just like Carson Palmer, right? Carson Palmer was not going to play for Cincinnati anymore, and he couldn't go anywhere else, so he retired. And eventually the stupid Raiders decided to get his ass off the couch. So – yeah, I mean, if that's the thing, you're gonna have to give some. I mean, I would do it. I mean, Sean Payton is amazing. He's an amazing, you know, mind. He's an amazing coaching mind. I would do it if I want the Raiders. I would like the Raiders to do it.
He has 9 double-digit winning seasons in the 15 years he was with the Saints.
Yeah, he's incredible, man.
One that was 9-8 this year. So, I mean, he's been nothing short of incredible for
that's
them.
One more opening now, right? I mean, you have
152-89 is ridiculous.
Yep.
Wow.
And he's walking away.
Yeah. Now, again, you would say, though, in fairness, it's kind of – I mean, I'm not comparing him to Matt LaFleur, but he also had Drew Brees. I mean, he did have Drew Brees, right? A lot easier to win when you got Drew Brees.
No, but he went like 5-1 with Jameis before this year.
No, he was doing a great job. Like, he was doing a great job.
He could – I did not understand his love for Taysom Hill. I will say that. No question. But other than that, he'd been fantastic. Not much there to question with Sean Payton too much, because he's been nothing short of wonderful for them.
Yeah,
Hall of Famer probably, too.
Oh, for sure.
You got to be.
Absolutely. And again, you would say, if you get a Super Bowl out of it, it's a success, you know? And they did. Now, it was.
Yeah, that win percentage might make him a Hall of Famer. I mean, only one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But the win percentage.
Three guys out of Eastern Illinois. Tony Romo, Garoppolo.
This dude's out of Eastern
Illinois. And I believe he was at Eastern at some point.
That was his college, yes. It's his college. Oh, went undrafted in 87. That's his school.
Garoppolo,
Naperville
Romo.
Central. He's an Illinois guy. And
yeah,
then
I went to college in Naperville. So he's from Naperville, Illinois, suburban
weird.
Chicago.
Another Eastern Illinois.
But there are three quarterback guru / stars, Romo, Garoppolo, and now Sean Payton, that have been through Eastern Illinois, which is a piss-ass little school.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
According to Ian Rappaport, they're going to hold a press conference. The Saints are later today to discuss his time away, and he'll inform his staff in the coming minutes. Well, unnecessary at that point. End of an era in New Orleans. That's kind of the wording is interesting there. The Saints will hold a press conference today to discuss Sean Payton's time away.
This ain't done, is it?
Yeah,
this
time
is
away
not done.
Sounds like he needs.
This is not done.
Something personal going on when you throw it in there.
Well, okay, so
time
now
time away sounds completely different.
Well, hold
than
on. Yeah, okay, so hold on.
We getting more info?
Well, no. I mean, you have conflicting reports.
Underhill said retired. Rappaport said stepping away.
Stepping away is different than stepping down.
Stepping away can be final, but it can also be temporary. That's the difference.
Well, again, like for them to say.
And then this press conference wording makes me lean toward sounding more temporary.
Yeah, so let's be clear about this. One reporter.
Has he had health issues beside the COVID thing?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't have a heart in front of me.
When was the suspension?
I just thought maybe there was
he had a bit. What was the big suspension?
That
he
was
had?
The bounty game.
That was
right?
the,
so
bounty
the bounty
thing,
game.
Right?
It was a big part of his. That was a big mark on him.
Right.
At that time, it was.
And he sat. He had to sit out the year.
Yeah, the whole year he was out.
Right.
It was that. I'm taking the fall for that, though. Right.
Yeah.
But Sean still had to sit out a year, though.
Yeah.
But that to that point, that wasn't a health thing. That was a you're out of the league thing.
I remember that. That was a big kind of strike on him. Like, this guy, you know, he's a headhunter.
Just make sure this wasn't some health issue that maybe he had previously.
So this press conference is when? When's that happening? Later on?
Later today. So
that'll be important.
It's just strange because I think people read stepping away and you just assume, all right, it's over. Like, even NFL.com, based on Ian Rappaport's reporting, the headline is stepping down. But when you the wording that Ian is using seems to suggest that there is a possibility that he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Stepping away does not mean stepping down. Retiring is a totally different thing.
Sure it is.
You know, I mean, that's it. That's old. I mean, your career.
So Underhill may have botched this if he doesn't.
I hope he did
hang
not.
It up.
I hope he did not. He looks like he's a reputable reporter down there doing it independently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What he probably could have done is if that's what he told the organization, he could have worded it, told the organization he's retiring, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're getting it from two different, you know, people. Maybe you know, that's kind of how this information stuff works, you know.
Interesting.
That maybe one person's interpretation is different than, you know, because remember when Derrick Henry got hurt?
Yeah.
Adam Schefter said he was done for the year.
Right.
You know? And Ian Rappaport said, no. He's there's going to be a chance for him to come back in, you know, in the
and
playoffs.
And Rappaport ended up being right.
Yeah, so I don't know. This is a weird one.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of a situation where a coach stepped away and then came back. You know what I mean? Like, I don't – in the same season. I mean, Urban Meyer stepped down because he said he needed more time with family. He came back eventually, but it wasn't like he needs, you know, he's going to rehab for 4 months. He'll be back. You know, in the Saints, I don't know. What do you do? Like, are you going to allow that? Are you going to allow him just to step away and tend to whatever he needs to? And hey, come back. We'll keep it warm for you. It's a weird, weird situation.
How do you do that though? In terms of the next guy, it's a temporary situation. Like, how do you even proceed with a plan like that? You're here, but just until Sean Payton's ready to come back. That could be a year, could be 2 years. I don't see how a situation like that could even be sustainable.
Yeah, and then
the guy does well, performs well? You're going to still give Sean Payton his old job back?
Yeah, you have other people in New Orleans, like Mike Triplett's an ESPN NFL reporter, covers the Saints. He says, I can confirm via source that Sean Payton is stepping away from coaching. This was a quote tweet of Nick Underhill. So, you know, maybe the Saints are hoping he'll change his mind. Maybe that's what that is. Maybe that's just a, you know, please don't, you know, please reconsider. We would like for you to still be our head coach because we love you and you're amazing. As you said, how many double-digit seasons? Nine?
Nine out of the 15 I counted, I think it was.
I mean, even Matt Nagy kind of looks at that and it's like, wow, that's impressive. You know, he had nine double-digit losing seasons in Chicago.
Matt Nagy did make the playoffs twice. How many times Gruden make it?
One of them was a cartoon playoff.
How many times Gruden make it?
In his career?
No, as a Raider coach. this time around.
He's like the Rudy Gay of the Raiders. We had to get rid of him so that we could achieve and be our best selves. Obviously, I mean, he's a homophobic, racist person.
I thought you were going to tell me Pete Carroll retired when you broke this.
Now, Pete's
said
still going,
something's
bro.
Going on before we went to break. You said somebody's retiring.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Pete Carroll's 70 years old.
Old weekend
Sean Payton stepping away at 58, you said?
Yeah, now, Jason, as we all know.
Careful now, we got in the ages stuff here.
Pete Carroll got to step down.
When we got into work today, yeah. Jason was on his anymore. He was on his jihad about how old people should not be allowed to drive.
Yeah. Well, again, talking about Arnold at 74, thinking he's in a tank and could just roll over people, this ain't a movie, Arnold.
Well, it sounds like he's been exonerated, and the Schwarzenegger thing looks like one on him on that accident.
Well,
we were getting some people tweeting about that.
That's going to be hard to prove because his car is the one on top.
He's literally on top of them.
How is it not his fault?
I don't know. I'm not Twitter. It's the internet.
Yeah, you can't believe that.
Can't just believe everything on the internet.
I saw the photos, all right? That was Arnold's fault.
It's all on Arnold?
Man, he is on top
of that
woman's
Prius. The car is on top of it.
I didn't even see the accident.
So I mean,
the Prius just messed up and went underneath the truck.
Oh, that's right. A problem.
Yeah. Right, that's like, you know.
Yeah, that's no good.
You get caught cheating. Whoop, I tripped and fell. Yeah.
What's weird is that, again, Body by Jake Man, who we have not seen in years, is in that photo. I don't know if you remember him, Brad, but he was big years ago.
Oh, ESPN, he'd do those workout programs?
Body by Jake Man.
Yes.
Yeah, he was right there with Arnold.
Yeah.
During the wreck, during those photo scenes. But back to Sean Payton.
Back to our old
stunning
guy.
Stunning development here that Sean Payton is stepping away, maybe for the time being.
Yeah, and so it could be an opening, could not be an opening, not really quite sure.
They're a little bit behind the eight ball, though, in terms of coaching candidates and all that. Everybody else is already well into the process.
As we've established,
you're
that's
getting
not
a bunch
a good
of leftovers.
Job, you know what I mean?
If I'm the Cowboys, I'd give him some damn compensation and go get him and just let him coach Dak Prescott and figure that thing out. You know?
Yeah. At this point, I think they're going to probably stand pat with Mike. I'm sorry to report.
I hate that.
But if on the Raiders,
anybody.
Yeah. Come on, dog. Come do it.
Yeah, but you got nothing to give up to go get him.
Yeah, we have picks, I'm sure. You know, I mean, they're probably all yours. You know, we have all your picks.
Well, I think those have dried up.
Yeah,
I think
the Bears
it's done
picks,
now,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. So here is the report from ESPN. Sean Payton has decided to step away from the New Orleans Saints from the New Orleans Saints after 16 years. A source confirmed to ESPN. It's not immediately clear what Payton plans to do next. However, sources have told ESPN that television networks have shown considerable interest in hiring him. The news of Payton's decision was first reported by NFL Network. He's got 3 years left on that deal, so the Saints would maintain his rights if he decides to return to coaching and could require compensation if he wants to coach for another team. So, yeah, I mean, this is like, you know, this is sort of the same argument that we were making with Brady. Although I would tell you, though, a media career is still pretty demanding. You know, if you're going to go into TV, like, they're still – it's not as intensive as being a head football coach would be, but you're still going to have to go places. You're going to have to, you know, commit time.
Oh, that's laid-back life for him.
But you don't have to do that either. You could just chill. You could do, like, little stupid Zooms.
But Gruden loved it.
Yeah, Gruden did love it.
And he probably, you know, could see himself as that.
But you still have to prepare.
No?
You still have to, like, go to the production meetings. Like, you still have to – if you're going to do that, you know, if you're just going to be an analyst, you don't have to do that, which I guess is what he probably – he wouldn't be a – commentator. I can't imagine. He would just be like a person on the panel of the pregame show.
I mean, the fact that they won just the one title makes it all worth it, right? Right. Like, to the point that Robert Mays was making, you burn the whole thing down, you walk away, you put them in this frame where you go out and spend all this money, and now that you're all busted up when it comes to cap. I get all that, but it was still all worth it for the success that you had just for the one Super Bowl for New Orleans. Especially coming off Katrina, you would say it was still all worth it. You'd do it again in a heartbeat, would you not?
No, he's he's made. He's made in Nova.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when you can go through that and bring a champ.
That's what I'm saying. But this idea, like, he's some bad dude for walking away from him, that's what I'm saying.
No,
it's all
stupid.
I can't get down with Robert Mays' take there because I would still say it was worth it for them.
Well, we'll see.
Sean Payton era.
I mean, you made him great, right?
Depending on how long they're down, I suppose, has to be calculated
He left them in a pretty crappy spot with the decision. I mean, given Taysom Hill all that money, there's no quarterback, you know, things like that.
I mean, but there is a QB.
Who?
He just ain't freaking Drew Brees, but it's Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston is not there anymore. It was a 1 year deal.
They can bring him back, is my point. And they had one fine with him. It's not like the dude was complete garbage. He was fine.
I mean,
he just got hurt. And yes, it was. It didn't look. It was not Drew Brees, but it was doable. Dude was more effective at times than this blowtorch Carson Wentz.
Yeah,
no, yeah, I mean, that's true.
They didn't throw the ball.
I'm just saying, they
much.
Went 9-8. It wasn't like they went 4-13 this year.
No, it's just more of like the salary cap situation, and you know, you don't have certainty. I mean, Taysom Hill is like,
you know, he puts up numbers.
They've had a good defense. Like, that's been solid. Great defense. That's been solid for years, kind of keeping them in there, frankly, post Drew Brees, no question about it. It's just, it's not just awful, but I suppose they could be down for a while based on some of that money they've thrown away, most of it on Taysom Hill.
From a media perspective, if I'm NBC, I'd rather have the coach than Brees on my announcing crew. Brees is lame. I would much rather have Sean Payton. In fact, I'd trade them right now.
Brees is, I agree with you Brees that Drew Brees is not it.
Because I've seen Coach do those analyst roles on those one-offs, the playoffs and stuff, and he's pretty good. He's better than Brees, I think. Brees not good.
So that's the news. Sean Payton is out. He is stepping away as the coach of the Saints after 16 years. 16 years.
Wow.
Before we get to Jeff Coggins, saw a story up at ESPN.com today that is relevant here in Memphis, and it's what's happening in Georgetown, man. We don't talk a lot about it because it's Georgetown and like it's not they don't play in the same league, they don't play games anymore, but they're going to have a decision on their hands. Like we talk about Memphis and Penny and all that. Like, mm-hmm. I heard Jeff and Gary earlier today. Georgetown's going to be the school that has to make a decision. What the hell do you do, man? They're awful. They won the Big East tournament last year, which was a miracle. And they got to the tournament. Outside of that, they have done nothing. Pat has done nothing at Georgetown, which is sad because he waited so long for his opportunity in coaching and he got it, and it was at his alma mater, so it was great. But he hasn't gotten the job done. What do you like? It is a window, right? It is sort of perhaps a window into the future if things don't get turned around at Memphis. How do you begin to handle situations where the coach happens to mean as much? I mean, does Pat mean as much to Georgetown as Penny means to Memphis? I'm asking.
I mean, I would say he means a ton to that school, but Penny is school and city, so it's more. Is that you buy that?
Yep. Yep.
It's more.
Yeah, it's more insulated in
Memphis.
You know what
well.
I mean? Yeah.
And so it. I will say, I mean, fourth year he got there. He got to the tournament. I know they took a big run. It took a big run. They're 6-10 this year. It's disappointing, but he can look back on the 4 years and say, "I got you a tournament." Whereas Penny doesn't have that right now. Hopefully he's going to get his in year four. Again, took a miraculous run for Georgetown last year to get there because Pat wasn't that thing was not destined for the tournament during the regular season. I don't know, man. I think it's a little bit different there. You know, it's not nearly as, oh, man, you know, we need this guy to realize if you get to that point, we need him to realize he needs to step down rather than fire him, because I don't think you're dealing with a situation where, you know, Pat Ewing's got buildings on the Georgetown campus because he's donated $1 million, buildings named after him, all that. It's comparable, yes. You know, former star come back to save it, to fix it, but different in the sense that Penny means more. Penny means more here. That'd be stickier here.
So let's see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 7.
And I would tell you, too, that he's been, even though he's got the tournament, come on, it's worse.
Yeah.
Like, he's got some losing seasons.
Oh, yeah.
He had a 15-17 in there. The most of the conference records are all losing.
Yes.
But he's been 15-15, 19-14, 15-17, 13-13 last year. He makes the tournament. Now he's 6-10.
Yep.
Like, that's a lot more sub-500 than anything Penny's done.
So there are 7 former All-Stars that are coaching in Division I this year, okay?
Well, Jerry's in there.
None of them are above 500 in their leagues.
Are above 500.
None of them.
And he's at 500.
None of them. I mean, that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me.
Who are some of the other names, though?
Danny Manning's at Maryland.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Is the interim. Jerry Stackhouse is at Vandy. Reggie Theus is at Bethune-Cookman.
Ain't nobody going to win nothing down there, though.
I mean, if you're in the SWAC, though, I mean, you could be 500 or better, dude. Jawan's at Michigan. He's 3-3. Was he an All-Star? I guess he must have had a year there where he was an All-Star. And then Mo Williams is at Alabama State.
Mo Williams sure is.
And they are 3-4 in the SWAC also.
I remember the year he was an All-Star. I was like, what?
So I don't know. Like, it's just like, damn, why are all these guys struggling? You know? There's not one. Why hasn't there been one successful, like, former great NBA player that's coached in college? You know? Why is that not possible, seemingly? You know, because you wouldn't say that about Penny. You wouldn't say he's been great. Patrick Ewing hasn't been good really at all. Danny Manning is an interim. Jerry Stackhouse is at Vandy, and that's going nowhere fast. Juwan, I thought Juwan was like really good last year. I'm not sure what's going on.
I was
going
to say, like, I would still call Juwan a success. He went to the Elite Eight.
I agree. Now, I mistakenly put him in the Final Four last week with Brendan Quinn. He did not go to the Final Four. But that's, I mean, you go to, what would we do for an Elite Eight? Unspeakable things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I've put him in the success list. It's not like they've, you know.
Right. But that's
can't
one.
Can't classify them all as
failure. I mean, Mullen didn't work at St. John's, you know?
No, that was a mess.
So it's just like, why is there, you know, why is it such a struggle? Because it feels like it should be easier. You know, it should be easier when you have that cachet, when you have that brand. I mean, Pat Ewing at Georgetown, and he was coaching too. This was not a situation like Penny where, you know, he didn't have any, like, he was on NBA benches, was he not? I want to say he was somewhere.
Pat?
Yeah.
Yes, for years.
Yeah.
As an assistant coach.
So he was sort of
just like
building
Juwan.
Up to this.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I don't
I'd
know.
Say Pat was in Orlando, I want to say, as an assistant.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a. It's
but it a, had been for years.
It's an interesting sort of trivia.
So, I mean, you're throwing a question out there. I'll take a swing at it. I'm certainly not going to have the concrete answer, but I do wonder this. Is it that it's based in the team building part? Because that seems to be the part that here in year four, even Penny said, maybe I need to change this up in terms of you can't just throw for Penny. It's throw all the talent at it. I'm going to go get some five stars, sort of like I did on the grassroots level, and go throw out all the talent I've got at the issue, right? Go win a Peach Jam with all the title. But it becomes about fitting the pieces together
that's
at some
true
point.
Too.
And that's, again, whether it's chemistry or whether it's having a guy, you know, two guys do dirty work around three, you know, with three stars around, whatever that perfect formula is, that team building part seems to be the part that even Penny has said out loud, right, has been something that maybe he's got to adjust going forward. He's talked about it this year, having more older guys, hitting the transfer portal more. Maybe it's sort of built in that, John. They're all stars, right? Who know that you got to have some glue guys, but them dudes weren't the glue guys coming up.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's early on, it's I'm throwing all this talent I can at it, but I got to learn, too, that you know in college basketball, more than anything else, because the piece and how you put it together just as important.
Yep.
Penny still seems to be in year four trying to figure out that right formula that he hadn't hit on
yet,
he thought would just be go get all the talent.
And it feels oversimplifying, right? But, like, maybe it's a situation where, you know, coaches, you know, they themselves were so great – and they almost maybe expect everybody else to be as good as they were. And
But let me ask you this. He beats Houston one time last year.
Yep.
They go to the tournament, so they lose the first game. But he made the tournament.
Yep.
You come back this year with the one class. What category is he in, winning or losing? He's in the success category.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, he's been this close.
No, I don't disagree. I don't disagree.
But we are, again, go
you
back to
you
results.
Are.
You are what you are. Nobody's running away from that.
Do you think it's like Jordan and the
I mean, that's kind of like what
there's
I'm
kind of
– a little touch of that. It's kind of what I'm touching on there earlier.
So freaking great that you can't understand how this cannot go together.
Hey, why aren't you me? You know, I was awesome. I understood how to do these things. You know, I do think you have to, you know, I don't know if it's humble yourself. I don't know, but you have to kind of be grounded, right? Like when it comes to these are college basketball players.
Yeah, different skill set.
They're not all pros, and they're going to mess up. You know, and it's sort of your responsibility as the head coach to bring them along and to develop them and get the most out of them. You know, for whatever they are.
Well, maybe he just can't keep 13 stars healthy.
Well, you know what
I'm saying?
But
like,
it's not
like,
just
at some point you got to have
not
happy. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're not
right.
going to satisfy everybody like you think you are. There's always going to be chemistry issues.
I was like, man, you buying into that, man? You going
do
to
you think
to
this market?
What,
yes.
No.
Well,
I said healthy.
The thing I keep going back to are these NIL conversations we were having before Duren came and before Bates came. Do you think we're going to every year be doing these Hail Mary FedEx $1 million discussions like we did this past year?
I mean,
because of the way this thing went,
I don't know if it'll be like that. No, I don't think it'll be quite that. I mean, you don't really hear about NILs anymore.
No, like that whole. Well, we got these guys, and that all went away as soon as we kind of saw the product.
Well, as we learned, I mean, they don't have any FedEx deals.
They don't have these deals.
They went out of their way to make it clear it was not a FedEx deal.
Well, I mean, the money was discussed as large amounts of cash.
I mean, that's, you know, I mean, for the right
from whoever,
guy.
Joe Dokes, you know.
But they ended up getting, like, you
did
know.
Did they get anything?
Yeah, Jalen Duren got Bose, we know. I think
is that $1 million?
Definitely not $1 million.
No? Do you think they got $1 million?
No.
So they're not going to end up getting
the NIL deal. No, I mean,
they're really not going to end up getting any money here.
That would have been reported, you know, because you have to report those things.
Oh, they're not coming if they didn't get any money. I guarantee you.
When? How do we find out how much money they make?
They're like
walk up to them and ask them.
Yeah, if you see
I ain't
him,
doing that. I might get beat
just,
up.
Just ask them. They're gonna beat you up. Just ask them. Hey, what kind
Jalen's
of NIL?
Well, you saw his hand, man. He gets upset sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I think it's not the money that he's upset about. You know, I think he's just upset about
the product,
the way it's going.
Yeah, heard that. Me too, bro. I didn't break my hand.
We'll come back. Jeff Cox is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the situation at Memphis, get his thoughts around, you know, maybe we can, you know, settle the Bills matter and kind of go through it together with him, you know.
And, he probably don't want to talk about the Bills.
Well, sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do. You know, that's
he got a good one, Josh Allen. There's some things to look forward to.
So we'll get into all that when we come back. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ben Hogan has been promoted to executive producer at Fox 13.
Holy cow, congrats, Ben.
In a way,
I saw the potential in the young man, you know.
See, a lot of people don't know what? This. Ben Hogan
Why are you laughing about that? Just last week.
Tell the truth.
But just last week, Ben Hogan texted me and asked if I was willing to come on Fox 13 to talk about the whole, you know, press conference fracas. And given, you know, the way he supported me when I was just starting out in radio,
I
was happy to do it.
Yep.
It does not surprise me. You know, he's one of those go-getters who you recognized early was going to be a star. And couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Long before Calkins was stalking me in the hallways with 92.9 and chewing me out for not showing up 5 minutes early to an interview, he did it to Hogan.
No. Let's be
Hogan
clear.
Hogan walked so I could run.
Hogan, I was meaner to Hogan than I was ever to you.
Oh, man.
And you deserved it much more than he ever did. I don't ever recall Ben Hogan showing up late. Here's the truth of the matter.
Why did you hate Ben Hogan?
I didn't hate Ben Hogan, but we were on a radio station that no one could hear, right? Gary and I were on a radio station that no one could hear. And as you know, I don't like booking guests, and, you know, and Gary didn't particularly. And so we sort of just left it to Hogan. And if we didn't have, you know, if we didn't have Peyton Manning on a, you know, Tuesday, I'd say, what the hell's your failure there, Ben Hogan? Why are you letting us down, you know?
He was like a college kid.
I blamed him for everything that was wrong with the radio show.
I've seen that.
When it is my own failing. And, and so, but with you, when I was mad at you, it was always for your failings.
Yes,
you know?
That's true.
That's a
deserved.
Key distinction.
That's fair. That's actually fair.
100% deserved.
Yeah. Anyway, congratulations. I do think those experiences and those traumas that he had to endure from you drove him. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the truth, too. Like, Ben Hogan, people, like, do wonder, okay, because how do you make it in media, right? And Ben Hogan, for the longest time, would do his radio or TV gig, and then he'd go work at Kroger, you know? Like, that dude would not be denied. So I'm very happy for him.
Yeah,
very
honestly, nobody did. We saw that up, you know, here when he was at 92.9. You know, I mean, he was doing both. He was getting very little sleep. He was putting in the hours, putting in the work, you know.
Exactly right.
It's about drive. It's about power. We stay hungry. We devour.
Don't do that.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Will Josh Allen be driven similarly? The way that Ben Hogan was driven by his failures with you.
Before that, you have a question. I have a question for you first. Why am I on your radio show? Speaking of failures, I thought I was going to listen to Jermaine Johnson today. I was counting on Jason
dropped the ball. There's no question about that.
No, Jermaine Johnson was canceled for today by the University of Memphis. They got to get some paperwork through.
They got to figure out a title for him.
Apparently, he's legit changed jobs to the point you got to refile paperwork. Yeah.
Can I expect to hear him back on Jason and John?
Man, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that somebody over there hadn't just said, no, you can't go on the Jason John show. You've been a regular guest for us all season long.
Yeah, I mean,
there have been some unbelievable. It's been a hell of a season
for Jermaine Johnson.
He started on the outside, now he's back in.
Who can forget? You know, the Memphis Tigers need to start playing like they're on welfare, or it'll be farewell.
Everything for you is a rhyme today, John.
That's what Jermaine said. That's what Jermaine said. And Jermaine is the one, when we brought him on, we said, Jermaine, were you fired by Memphis? He said, no, I was expired. So that's why we said expired, rehired, never going to be fired.
He's entertaining, and he brings a breath of fresh air, I'm sure, to that program. So good for him.
Well, you know, and, he was part of the turnaround.
You know what I am? You might as well call me booty call then. You know, I'm just like ready, whatever you need me.
We prefer the term on demand.
Yeah, it's the same thing. The theme of the day, though, seems to be, because I heard you all talking about whether Tom Brady would come back, and John worried about his Tom Brady's bank account, which was interesting.
Right.
And now Sean Payton has stepped down, right? I mean, that's happened. He stepped away. We're wondering what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. And it's the whole – and honestly, let's be honest, I look at all of this happening, and I think, what am I still doing this thing? You know, like, why I really should step down. It's been – well, the family's gone. It's too late to spend more time with the family.
Yeah, you can't blame your family.
But honestly, don't you think I should probably reevaluate my life? Like
especially after the events of last week.
I'm half joking about it, but –
are you willing to retire right now on the show?
I'm not gonna retire, and I hope to not expire right now. But as someone who, in the past 2 years, I have lost both my parents, and I have turned 60, and my last of my three kids has gone off to college. It does make you actually start thinking about. You were saying that time is the one thing you can't get more of. It does, in fact, make you start thinking of how you want to spend your time. There's no question. Heck, Ron Olson just turned whatever. Today's his birthday, right?
Yeah, we're working on a package for him.
He's still at it. Like, he's still getting – he posted something on Facebook this morning. You know, looked couldn't be more excited to wake up and do radio at 2:30 in the morning whenever he wakes up.
Warrior.
And you do – at some point – like you do.
No, I think Ron may have some debts. So that, I think he's trying to fulfill those.
Dude, that's a magic gig. You talk in increments of 30 seconds at a time, unreal. 10 times an hour.
Yeah, no, it's the best job.
That's the best job in the building, let's be honest.
But I do think he has some gambling debts to pay off. So.
but anyway, no. Okay, what was the question? Is Josh Allen going to be...
Did you just retire?
No.
Okay.
No, but
I did
tell you.
You're thinking about it. You're thinking about retiring.
I have two jobs, and I do think about.
Is this a leverage play? You try to get more money?
I want to spend more time with the dogs.
Right.
I guess, is that what you're supposed to say now?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? No, I'm not. The whole point is I'm not trying to get more money. I'm trying to get more time, you know? I think I want to shape the radio gig into like the Johnny Carson reference doesn't mean anything to you,
right?
But like he would be on 6 months a year, and then half the time you'd look up and there'd be no Johnny Carson.
So you want to? Are you like, saying right now you would like to only do radio half the year?
I think I don't want to be on demand anymore. Just at your beck and call.
Everybody's leaving.
I mean, look, Brad, I guess you're going to have to clip this.
Well, who do you want to replace you, Jeff? I mean, we'll let you help with your successor. North Carolina basketball.
Well, we'll just have Jeffrey do it. I mean, we'll just have him do, half the show and half the year.
Jeffrey's not used to doing Jeff's show.
Hopefully it works out better than it would from North Carolina basketball. That hasn't gone particularly well.
Yeah, that's been a rough pull. So you got to pick somebody successful, please.
Well, yeah, Brad, give Jeff a call.
We'll just talk off air. We'll figure it out.
Maybe, because clearly.
In all seriousness, I mean, Jeff,
here.
I don't hope I'm not telling secrets, but, you know, we've talked about this over lunch, you know, like, what's Jeff going to do?
We love you, man. And what a great run.
I'm not retiring. I mean,
it was a great run.
So this is easier to do on the air. Let's just go through it.
The point is that people love to laugh about, you know, Urban Meyer spending more time with a family and Sean Payton. I can totally understand why Sean Payton, you know, it does help that his team's not great.
Right.
You know, I mean,
they don't have a quarterback. Like if he had Aaron Rodgers, I bet he's probably not walking away.
Sean McDermott isn't stepping away. Andy Reid isn't stepping away.
Right.
So there's no question that helps.
Yep.
But Sean Payton has been in that gig for 16 years. Can't you imagine that it would, and knowing, by the way, that you could come back in 2 years and have any job you want, he'll still be under contract, so they'll have to work that out.
But somebody will spend the capital, you know.
Can't you imagine? Just take two years off.
Yeah, I get it.
I just want to hang out for a little while, and then I can come back and do it again if I want to.
You know, go Cabo or whatever the hell you want to do, you know?
All the sense in the world.
Yeah, man, I don't blame him. You know, I don't blame him at all.
The only time you don't step away is if, in fact, if you have the ready-made team, if you have the team that has the quarterback, like don't waste that.
Exactly.
Because there could be a lot of years that you don't have the quarterback. I don't believe, though, in terms of the Josh Allen thing, I think it's a little bit recency bias to say Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes are going to be the Peyton Manning, Tom Brady of the next decade. You know?
I don't think it's recency bias at
all. Well, it's recency bias in that what did Lamar just go away? Did Joe Burrow, is he going to go away? Like, I mean, they're the next tier.
They're the next tier of QB.
For most of this year, Joe Burrow has been on the same tier as Josh Allen.
But his offensive line sucks.
Yeah. You have more complete teams.
His offensive line is terrible. His offensive line is terrible.
And that may shorten his own career.
Well, yeah, I suppose. I mean, and the way Josh plays could shorten his career, you know.
He's a unit, bro. You can't even tackle him.
He is a unit. There's no question. Cam was a unit, too. Wasn't Cam a unit once upon a time?
Yeah, but Josh Allen, better pure passer than Cam.
And the other thing with Cam is it's not just like Cam was a better passer than you give him credit for, but he also then got injured. It wasn't just like wear and tear, big guy, whatever.
And once he stopped running the ball, he ceased being super effective. Now, that's part of Josh Allen's package, too, but – still.
Well, that's the question. If Josh Allen is not going to be at age 35, he's not going to be trucking people.
Yeah, he's probably not going to be playing at 35. Let's be real. I mean,
I hope so. Aaron Rodgers is playing at 38.
Josh Allen is not going to be playing at 35. Do you think he's going to be playing at 35?
So. Not running the ball the way he is.
And if he's not running the ball, I mean,
that's the thing. So anyway, they were awesome. It was obviously fabulous, and it turns out the whole country watched it and everything else. That's great. But I don't just assume that. You know, next year it's going to be those two teams. You know, the Ravens had a dreadful run of injuries this year, and Lamar was tremendous. Tremendous still. Not that obviously the thrower that those two are. Joe Burrow's fabulous. All I hear you do is talking about how great Derek Carr is left and right. But I hope it's just between those two over the next decade. But I think that's probably oversimplifying it.
We hadn't touched on this or revisited it since yesterday, Jeff. Does a properly executed squib kick win that game? Are you mad at the coaching there, or was it just a deal? Bills are always just going to find a way to lose. I mean, if you squib kick it right, properly executed, there's only one play, right, for KC to.
Yeah, I mean, I think they probably yes. I do.
Just want to make sure.
It does bother me that they not squib kick it, and do I wonder how it turned out if they had squib kicked it, would it have turned out differently? I can absolutely imagine that it could have turned out differently.
Yeah.
I think they were probably feeling gun-shy and that they just gave up a long punt return, you know? If you kick it, people say, well, why'd you even kick it? You know, why didn't you just kick it? I think, clearly in retrospect, but even at the time, I think squib kicking it was the right play. But am I just infuriated with them? Like, you morons? No. I'm not just infuriated with them over it. I don't think it was. You could at least make an argument as to why you didn't. And the argument is listen, we just gave up a long freaking punt return. Do you really want to be, have one special teams play, put us put us in danger of giving up a field goal. So
should Josh Allen have gotten a shot in overtime? Should we change the rules?
Absolutely.
I'm with you.
Well, before this, the overtime rules are ridiculous.
They are.
I know people mock the college football overtime rules. I really don't know why, except for the fact that they keep changing. But at least I think they're fun. Mm-hmm. Every team gets a chance. Like, I much prefer that to this. It does seem to me if you don't want to do the college rules because they're gimmicky and because it does, you don't play the whole field and whatever else. I guess that's the reason people don't like the college rule. At least when it comes to the playoffs, play the whole quarter. You know, if you want to keep it the way it is in the regular season, keep it the way it is in the regular season, but in the playoffs, say if it goes to overtime, we're playing a whole quarter, and then Josh would have had a chance. Yes, absolutely, much more fair. And the Chiefs, who lost this way previously, you know, have a history of their own. Yep. They would, I think they would probably co-sign. Yep. You know,
well, hell of a run for both you.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And the Bills, man. We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Yeah, the big news of the day is Sean Payton stepping aside. New Orleans needs a new coach.
Not bad.
Need a new coach. Go hire Birdman.
Get Jim Caldwell if he doesn't get the Bears. He won with the Detroit Lions. That means he's pretty good.
I think he's probably going to get the Bears job, bro. I know you don't want him to, but he's probably going to get it.
I'll take him.
He's
I'll
the favorite.
That's fine.
Plus 300 right now.
Really?
Yeah, he's the odds-on favorite to get the Bears job.
Over Quinn.
Yeah. Yeah. So, get familiar, brother. Old Jim Caldwell.
Brother is the key word. I'll take it.
Hey, there we go. A little more diversity, a little more inclusion in the NFL right now.
Diversity wins.
That's going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Jeff Calkins, who's on demand, not a booty call. Thanks to Jessica Benson for joining us every single Tuesday. Junior and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.